And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Trisha from Undisclosed.
Undisclosed. Yeah, we're going to hunt for her.
Yeah, well, she's there. And Eric the Great.
Good luck finding me.
There she is, the lovely Kathleen. And this song is
I want to ask our guest, in-studio guest, Amanda Fry. This song sound familiar?
Of course.
It does.
This is our Get Pumped song.
Yes. Hunted, right, on CBS Wednesdays. Tell us a little bit about the show.
This show is really amazing. I was really happy to be a part of it. Basically, it's every single time you've watched those spy shows, the Jason Bournes, and you're like, I could totally do that. I could be Jason Bourne. We're giving everybody the opportunity to do that and actually go on the run for 28 days and try to evade capture from people with actual law enforcement, military, and intelligence experience. And if they can actually outlast us, they win $250,000.
Oh, wow. I would last about 3 seconds. That's about it. But let's say who Amanda Fry is. I mean, you have quite a background. I mean, you were in law enforcement. You retired, well, I guess because you got injured at age 27. Why don't you go over your background? I find it fascinating.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know how fascinating it is, but I was born into a family of police officers. My mother, my father, my stepfather, my brother, two of my uncles. So I was kind of born into the Blue Bloods. And I became a police officer as soon as I graduated college and got onto the department, went through the academy, got onto the streets. And then about a year and a half into my patrol, I actually was involved in an on-duty injury during an altercation with a suspect who had been called for domestic violence. And during the entire course of the fight, at some point in time, which I didn't know when it had happened, was I actually pretty much destroyed every tendon and ligament in my left hand.
Oh, man.
And I now have a permanent joint contracture, so I look like I'm always giving a thumbs up.
Wow.
So I can't move my thumb on my left hand, and after that, I was medically retired.
Well, wow.
She should be a film critic then.
People would always thumbs up.
Yeah, that is a thumbs up. But your mom was the first Hispanic female chief of police?
Correct.
That's incredible. That's in the United States, of course. And now you were in a very rough area, I think. See, in Texas.
El Paso, Texas.
I hear that's really...
Yeah, we are right on the border.
You see bullets coming back and forth on the border.
Yeah, we're right on the border in El Paso. And, you know, there's a lot of different types of crime that you'll see from anywhere else just because of the culture of where you're at. At the same time, we're also incredibly lucky. We are safe from a lot of violence that other places don't see as much. So it's a very, very different culture in El Paso just because of where we're located.
So what... Do you remember back when you were passionate about being in law enforcement, and what was it that drove your passion?
Well, it started off being something simple as whenever we were at the kitchen table and we're talking around with my parents, my family, and they're telling stories, I realized that I can't do anything else and come down and tell my stories because they wouldn't compare. So I was like, I need to do something where I have good stories. And then when I started doing it, it becomes something completely different. You can't do the job if you don't love it. No officers out there doing this job if they don't love what they're doing. It's a very grueling job, very thankless job. And really, it's the little stories in between. And as a daily basis, you'll find someone that actually does appreciate what you're doing and gives you that thank you and says, you know, I appreciate that you were there. Because if you hadn't been there, it would have gone very differently. And it just keeps driving you forward throughout all of the other stuff that isn't so good.
And that's what I don't understand. It's like, I appreciate all the police, the law enforcement, because I mean, it just, to me, it's sort of common sense, but also it they're putting their lives on the line every day to protect and serve. Doesn't that say it on all the police cars? Mm-hmm. And serve.
Well, did you see that? I'm sure you're familiar with it. Last weekend, it was on, I think, on TBS or something, that the live PD, that a situation that happened out here. Well, actually, the two situations in the same weekend, but up near Bell Road or whatever, and someone... I mean, that guy was fighting.
Yes.
On the freeway.
Absolutely. And it was live PD, something actually I really enjoyed because it gets people to see what really does happen out there. And I don't think people truly understand it. Mm-hmm. They think that all police officers are just out there giving speeding tickets. And that's all we do. That's not what we do. While that's part of it, the reason speeding tickets are a big deal is because we've seen the aftermath of a speeding accident. Yeah. We understand that.
Sure.
We're the ones that are at the other end of that 911 call. The dispatchers are phenomenal individuals as well. They're part of a great team. And then they coordinate us to go out there. And anytime that a 911 call goes out, patrol officers are there, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realize every single call, we have, you know, 20 calls a night that we're going to, and three of them could have been like that on the freeway one night.
And I imagine you never know who, I mean, there's chances are someone's speeding for a reason. And, you know, in that case, that individual was speeding for a very, you know,
nefarious reason. Absolutely. And that's the other thing is we have a saying, you know, within the police department is there is no routine call because you absolutely never know what you're going to get.
And were you ever, I mean, let me ask it this way. Are you like, were you fearless when you were on duty? I mean, or did you, I mean, not in a, you know, a haphazard sense, but to me, it seems like you got to almost be fearless. I mean, you know, how you got your injury is you had to chase the guy down. Mm-hmm. I guess you were able to restrain him.
Yes.
And so you got injured, but you did your job. But did it ever come across like, oh my God, I got to run after this guy who's on drugs?
Well,
right?
Let me put this out there, and all police officers out there will know this. I was only a year and a half onto the job, and I'm a rookie. I was a rookie, and all rookies that go out into the job, they're fearless, and it's called rookieitis.
Really?
You go out there and you've got this bold sense of I'm going to do what's right no matter what, and if that means going home in a box, that's what I'll do. And you don't think about that stuff until after it happens.
Oh.
And after it's done, you're like, wow.
What was I thinking? Just do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But were you required to chase the guy down? Or
yes.
You are. So
yes.
That was part of the job.
At this point in time, he had already beat his mother and his sister. And when I arrived on scene, he was outside of the residence covered in blood. And he took off running into a desert. And at that point, I could already tell that he was under the influence of narcotics.
Sure.
So at that point, I have to assess the situation of, is he a danger to himself or to others? And I could say, based on the information that I had at the time, he is. Therefore, I am required as a police officer to stop that from happening, occurring, and doing whatever I can to keep that from entering into the public.
So you had to assess whether he's a danger to himself or others.
Correct.
And, man, so you... What happened to the guy, by the way?
He was arrested. I placed him under arrest. I was able to hold him down until my backup arrived. I passed him off, and he was placed under arrest for multiple domestic violence assaults and as well as assault on a police officer.
And is there any now, like, any feelings toward him? I mean, that he had that effect on your career and everything?
Absolutely not. It was something that happened. It could have been anybody. Yeah. Not just me out there. It could have been absolutely anyone, any other officer. It could have been any other individual that caused the injury. I had been in multiple altercations on the job. It could have happened then. It could have been that person. It comes with the territory. I don't have a personal vendetta against this individual. It just, if you have that kind of attitude on the job, it would be a miserable life.
Is he still in jail?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So who knows?
And yet you've moved on. You're able to, you know, continue on with that experience. And now you're, like, we want to remind our listeners, we are speaking with Amanda Fry live here in Phoenix, Arizona, about her career and also her background and the new CBS live, not live, hit CBS show, a reality show, Hunted. And you can give us, if you have any questions for Amanda about, you know, law enforcement or Hunted, give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480. Or you can find us on Periscope. If anyone's on Periscope and has any, everyone's like saying, you know, very brave and intelligent, very well spoken. So you're getting plenty of compliments.
A lot of compliments.
If anyone has any questions for Amanda, please throw those out there. And
I think Trisha does.
Trisha, I'm sure. Yes.
See, this is why I'm on assignment, Amanda, because the guy wanted to be there with you by himself. No, I
I will say, but, you are beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Did you hear the Abraham Lincoln line?
Oh, I did.
Okay, good.
I did. I was actually kind of disappointed I wasn't introduced that way, but...
Yeah, what's up? You had a chance. Okay.
Trisha.
Well, I just wanted to say that you are a phenomenal...
Trisha?
The storm got
Trisha.
Hurt.
Where'd you go, Trisha?
Where'd she go? All right, I'll repeat.
Oh, she's, yeah. You know
You
line.
Are the most magnificent, I'm going to just, remarkable, inspirational a person that really, I think, sets an example for young and old, what you've done, showing commitment, passion, being fearless, just doing your job the way it should be done. I think that's a great role model.
It
I
is.
Think you're a great
Thank
role
you.
Model, and I'm sure that's what
yeah,
Trisha
back on
probably was going to say. I probably took her. All right, Trisha, I repeated.
Is that
I
what?
Did he take continued your sentence?
Yeah.
Well, yes, because you know what? I just think that she's a phenomenal role model, like you said. But, I mean, to little girls everywhere, but also to people everywhere. For you, at the age of 27, to have a type of injury that precludes you from doing what you had been focused on for so long, and to be able to have the attitude that you have about it, and look what you have done with it, and the way that you have proceeded with your life. You have a phenomenal attitude. The fact that you don't even think about that person, because like you said, it could have been anybody. That was just part of the job, and you just put it behind you. You're moving on, and you're moving on in some phenomenal ways. I am so impressed with everything that you've accomplished at such a young age. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you so much, Trisha. That means so much. I don't want to make it seem like it was something that I just brushed off the next day and I was like, oh, well, it happens, and we move forward. I want to make it clear to people that it was a very hard time. Sure. This was, you know, the medical retirement happened, and it was a very dark day for me. It was one of those very, very sad things, and I had to go through a lot, and it was through the support of my loved ones and my family that actually got me to the point where I'm at now. And thank God that I am at a point where I can move forward and do some great things with it. And I have forced myself to be at the place where I am now of not looking back and not looking at it in the bad place that I was at one point.
Do you see it as a blessing right now that it moved you into a whole different realm?
Absolutely. And I feel that once I accepted that and realized that this is a blessing and we can move forward, it really changed my perspective on life in general.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's phenomenal. Go ahead, Trisha.
And that is also what I was trying to get across. I didn't mean it in a flip way that you got through it so easily, but just the fact that could have been so catastrophic that your life basically would have stopped at that time. Because it's so hard to be able to come through to the other side. And so I really feel like your story is an inspiration to everyone out there, that through working through it like you did, having your support group and being able to have them allow them to help to support you. That's something that's really difficult for people, especially in this day and age where our social life tends to be on the cell phone or the internet, and you know, true friendship or true family love and support is not always easy to accept, especially when you're in that dark, dark place. And so I just think that's phenomenal that you are and have just now soared even more.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I hope it does help somebody else who's in a similar situation, whether it's an injury or the loss of something that they were passionate about. I hope that they can see that you can get through it and find something new to put your passion into.
I think it definitely does. We'll talk about this reality show. Mm-hmm.
Again, Hunted. Hunted. It's on CBS Wednesdays. What time?
That's 8, 7 Central. So we get it 7 here in Phoenix. Here.
Okay. And so your role is to...
She's a hunter.
She's a hunter.
Not being hunted, yeah.
And so tell us about what's going on, how many episodes have passed by already. And
yeah. So we've had 8 episodes. We have 8 episodes total. We have 2 episodes left.
Oh.
And so we are coming up to the big grand finale. Coming up is going to be great. We started off with 9 fugitive teams. We are down to 4 fugitive teams. So me, I'm one of the ground hunters. So I'm one of the ones that's in the field. I'm out there. I'm the ones that's knocking on doors, doing investigations, trying to find you. And then I'm potentially the one that's going to tag you and say you're done, your time on the run's over. And so that's what I do, and I work with these really amazing people back at command center who are doing the computer hacking and cell phone tracing and license plate reader technology, and we're really hunting them down, and we're using some amazing police tactics to find these people.
And have you been able to, I guess, tag some of them so far?
My team, at this point, I'm on Team India, correct? And whenever I like to clarify that, even though I'm on Team India, we're all one team. All of our hunters, we work together as a team. But my partner and I, we're Team India. We were just actually introduced in the last episode. So keep watching Hunted and you'll see some more of us. And so I have not been a part of a capture at this point.
Okay.
And it's one of those things that we work together as a team, the entire hunters together, and they have done 5 captures at this point. So 5 teams are off the board, no longer in the running for $250,000, but we still have 4 left.
And when I was trying to describe it to someone, they were like, well, that's just easy. You just stay indoors or something like that. But it's not that simple, right?
Correct. It's not. You have 28 days. And because this is a challenge, we're making it a challenge because it should be for $250,000. Sure. You should be able to work for it. But a lot of people say, well, I'm just going to go off grid. I'll go camping for, 28 days. Well, it was tried. But people don't realize that 28 days out in the wilderness by yourself is really, really difficult. You've got food
to work
out.
You did 30 days, I read.
30 days, yes.
I read about that.
Dave did his research.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, difference is that I had no problem going to a convenience store and buying a Twix bar. So.
Yeah. Gotcha. Of all the things you've done so far in your life, and you're pretty young, what have you enjoyed the most? I mean, the acting, is that now becoming a passion of yours?
It's fun. It's something that it's brand new. And obviously with Hunted, it was different. You're not acting like anybody. You're being yourself.
Yeah.
But it's still a different environment. For some reason, when a camera gets pointed at you, you can't be yourself anymore.
Well,
it's
that's
very
what
odd.
I was wondering, because we've got another camera over here. We've got Periscope over here. But you're kind of used to that in a way now, no?
Yeah, after 28 days for 10 to 12 hours a day, it's definitely something you get used to. And you kind of forget that they're there. But when it first starts, it can be pretty intimidating.
So kind of like in Big Brother, because I've always had a dream to be on Big Brother.
Okay.
Have you ever had that dream, no?
Of course. I've had a dream to be on all of those shows one point or another.
So, but I mean, you think about it, it's going to be easy. And then I think their personalities change. Any reality show, I'm sure, that changes the first few days, you're kind of like one character and then you just become yourself, no?
Exactly. It does. It takes a little while to just be like, okay, breathe, and now I'm going to be myself. But the cameras definitely make you either amp up with some people, or some people actually get very quiet and they don't know what to do, uncomfortable. So it's one way or the other.
Wow. So this isn't scripted at all?
No.
People just, they disappear?
Yes.
And you find them?
Correct.
That's what a great idea.
Yeah, it is. It's basically Survivor law enforcement kind of style.
Exactly. We decided to pair in Running Man into a TV show pretty much.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. That was a pretty cool movie. So what's after this, do you think? What else do you have going on in the future right now that leads to the future? What are your hopes and dreams?
Well, obviously, I'm hoping that Hunted, it's a lot of viewers, everybody loves it, and we get picked up for season two. That would be phenomenal. I've actually really loved being back in the game, per se.
Sure, absolutely.
It's been wonderful. But then on top of that, I'm also creating actually a clothing line and a brand of and also
That's
moving
right.
into
I
motivational
saw that.
Speaking.
Excellent.
Yes.
It's
called Never Pray, P-R-E-Y.
Yeah.
And it's basically based on the entire aspect actually that Trisha was bringing up, is not allowing yourself to become prey to anything, including other people as well as yourself and your fears and failures. Mm. And really just moving past those things and just saying, I will never be easily taken advantage of, and I'm going to move forward. And that's what my brand is about.
Encouraging women to be strong no matter what they face in life.
Correct.
That is really good. You're going to be such a wonderful motivational speaker, too. I mean, your story and just your presence will capture the hearts and souls of people.
Well, thank you. I hope so.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So let's talk about, you used to sell lingerie. I did my homework.
You have done your research.
I have. And I bought.
That's all right.
So does that help you in your new clothing line, Never Pray? Did that help?
I think so, in a way, of the fact that I have run my own business before. It was an at-home lingerie store that I had created. Actually, what I did was I planned bachelorette parties is what I did. And it was you can shop for the bride to be at in-home, and I would plan the entire event. So I think it helped me in that regard of, I've run my own business before. I've worked from home, and working from home is not as easy as people think. You have to make your own hours. You have to force yourself to work, and can be hard whenever you're sitting in your living room and you're in your pajama pants. So
How
I think it helped in that way.
I
did this when I was in college. So I did this from when I was about 20 to 23.
Oh, wow. I bet you're real popular.
Well, I mean, this was basically a women's industry, so I worked with a lot of women, majority, and most people didn't actually know I did it. So.
But all the boyfriends really thanked you, I'm sure.
Well, I was only with one boyfriend, who's now my
Not
husband.
Your
so.
No. The boyfriends of the women that bought lingerie from you.
Oh, I hope they didn't talk about me much, actually. Hopefully it was talking about the lingerie, so.
Yeah, well, you never know. We have tape. Roll the tape, Eric. No, I'm kidding. So let's talk more about the Never Pray.
Yes.
You designed the clothing?
Yes, I designed the brands that go on. I'm sorry, the graphics that go on to our clothing. My logo is actually a jackalope. So that's usually in interpreted into the designs every
single
time.
What's a jackalope? I don't even know.
It's part rabbit, part deer.
There you go.
Yeah. Antelope, excuse me.
Antelope, yeah.
Oh, antelope.
They used to have it on the World's Funniest Home Videos or something like that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was it's a mythical creature down from the Southwest, and I grew all over New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. So, this is a little creature that's made up of two prey animals, but the myth around them is really amazing. They were actually very, very vicious if they were ever cornered, and that was kind of the idea that I wanted to portray with it. You can be a small, meek individual,
but watch out.
Exactly.
Don't corner me. Respect me, right?
There you go. I love it. That's exactly it.
You can use that.
I'm gonna write it down.
Then we'll play the tape. Roll back the tape. I think that's really awesome. You have many talents. And,
thank you.
I think that's really cool. God, we have to have.
Yeah, we're going to have her back
into again.
Yeah, I know, because we barely touched on, Hunted and everything. I mean, everyone, and we don't want to spoil Hunted, because I know you've seen how it's played out. It's only 28 days. It's not like a live thing. It's kind of like Survivor, where you already know the outcome.
Right.
So you've got, everyone's kind of like listening to this interview and making sure you don't say anything.
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping that everybody's watching, because even though I know my part of the story, I actually don't know everybody else's story.
Oh,
there were so many people out there. You got to remember that as well.
Okay.
There are nine hunter teams on the ground. Then we have the entire command center. I don't know the ins and outs of everybody's story. I know my storyline kind of a thing, so that's about all I've got.
Wow.
So I'm watching with everybody else, and I'm really excited to watch. So every episode, I'm on the edge of my seat, too, because I'm seeing how everybody else's story went, too.
That is really such a cool thing.
Fantastic. And I know you're on social media as well.
Yes.
You got a Twitter?
Yes. Real Amanda Fry on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all the same handle. So, yeah, follow me there, and I'm always available to answer questions or just engage and geek out about Hunted, because that's what I like to do as well. So
you won't tell us how to try to evade law enforcement then, I'm sure.
Well, the truth is that, I mean, all of these fugitives that are out there, they're doing it. They're telling you how they're doing it, and they're showing you what works and what doesn't. So I think that's going to be intriguing, too, as we keep going forward, as people are going to be like, well, that didn't work, so I'm not going to do that. And are we going to get better fugitives as it goes on? So got to pick up hints where you can.
Excellent. Where are they filming this, by the way?
This is filmed in a 100,000-square-mile radius in Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, and Alabama.
And you can find people in 100,000 miles?
My team is that good.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why it's worth $250,000 if you can get away from us.
Wow. That's amazing. What would you do?
Why would I say it here on the... If people are listening.
Then we would
catch
you.
The law enforcement's listening.
I would get to play...
We're always listening.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little scary.
That's probably true. I don't know. I hear news reports about that.
Yeah.
But, it's been a real pleasure and honor
meeting
you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Amanda, back in real quick, because you're out here, right? You're in Mesa, so...
Yep, absolutely. We'd love to come back.
That would be great. But
yeah, we always do theme shows.
She's a graduate from Grand Canyon University, too.
That's right.
But yeah,
that's
I got my master's at GCU.
Wow. Nice school, I hear.
It is.
The Lope.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to have you back in studio. We're always doing themed shows. I'm sure we'll have another law enforcement show.
Absolutely.
Could help us, you know, maybe do something on a movie where there's law enforcement involved, and you can give us some inside tips after you've seen the film as well.
Absolutely. We'd love to do it.
And Joseph would like to be cuffed.
That was last week,
right,
50 Shades Darker.
Uh-oh. I got to get into my purse. Hold
but
on.
Not whip.
Well, thank you, Amanda.
Oh, maybe.
Okay. Thank you, Amanda Fry, so much for being here in studio. Again, remind people, Hunted is on Wednesdays on CBS, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. here, yes. Make sure you watch. We have two episodes left, and you can catch up on all of the prior episodes on CBS.com. They're all online, or CBS All Access.
That is awesome.
All right. Well,
I can't wait.
And of course, another piece of law enforcement that like to chase people, I guess, the Lone Ranger. We've got some music here taking us.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
We do have the Lone Ranger. Yeah. Wow, you're too young to remember that.
Oh, I watched Lone Ranger all the time.
You did?
Grew up with it. My dad made me watch it all the time.
And this is the remake. This is from the remake with Johnny Depp.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. He did do that.
Yeah, it's one of the first songs we played here on KPHX for Breakthrough Entertainment.
I had no idea.
Yes.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back after these words.